The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien, are you with us? Good afternoon.
I'm with you.
So while we were trying to get hold of you, I was talking about Sudan and the possible peace with Sudan. I was also a little bit skeptical, saying it seems to me the only reason that Israel, that Sudan will consider making peace with Israel is because they are being told to do so by the U.S. What's your take, Rolien?
Well, this is very interesting. And if they do, it's really killing those three no's of Khartoum that we know so well. No negotiation, no normalization, no peace. So, of course, you know, if you're being skeptical, you're going to say, well, you know, maybe America's putting the pressure on the African country. But we do have reports, and this was on Sudanese TV, that an ex-Sudanese member of parliament, he is planning a delegation to come to Israel to push for the normalization of ties. And he says that should the Sudan normalize ties with Israel, they won't be based on political or economic ties, which is very, very interesting. He says it's going to be more cultural and humanitarian, which is quite fascinating considering the recent past in Sudan. You know, we can't forget gross human rights transgressions, the situation that happened in Darfur with the Janjaweed and what they did to the people there. However, you know, we also have to remember that the Sudan is a divided country into a part of the country that recognizes the state of Israel and a part that doesn't. Obviously, we're dealing with the part that does recognize a state of Israel. And so far, apparently, he has over 1,000 requests to join his delegation. So I think that there's a very healthy curiosity in the Sudan to come to Israel to see what can be done. And also, and I've spoken to a number of people who've served in Africa in various capacities, including diplomatic. And one thing they say to me is that African countries don't see why they should have to choose sides between Israel and the Palestinians. Yeah. They look at it very much from a perspective of what is best for my country, especially now, especially as the whole world has endured a global pandemic and the impact that it has had on us in various spheres, you know, not to forget economically and from a medical perspective. But this is very, very interesting. And this also comes as Israel's Knesset debated and discussed the normalization deal today. Now, doesn't mean that it's going to be repealed or pulled back in any way, but it gave us a chance as Israelis. And you know that arguing, debating, discussing, pontificating is our national sport to discuss this. And, you know, we are seeing extraordinary, extraordinary firsts. You and I spoke today offline about the fact that we have an op-ed published in the Jerusalem Post by the president of the Bahraini Journalists Association. Another first we had last night, and it was just as I came off air, was the first flight between Milan and the UAE that flew over Israeli airspace, cutting the travel time for anybody on that flight down by an hour and a half. And very moving to hear the correspondence between the pilot of the, I think it was an Etihad flight into ground control at Ben Gurion Airport, saying, you know, giving the call signal, you know, it's Etihad flight, whatever. And the ground control in Ben Gurion saying, welcome, this is historic, we welcome you in peace, this is a great moment. And the pilot responding saying, this is indeed an absolute great moment for all of us and for peace in the region. So, you know, we are seeing, when we talk about a warm peace, we're talking about a very, very warm peace between Israel and the Bahrainis, the Emiratis. We can expect that we will see an influx of tourists from each country into each country. We already have apparently a website up for Emirates Airlines in Hebrew. So they are bracing for the onslaught of Israeli tourists. Careful what you wish for, guys.
And it gets more bizarre, Olin, because I see there's a potential bidder for Israel coming out of the UAE. I mean, how insane is that?
Absolutely. And not only that, there's also for a tender to work at Haifa Port. So we are seeing that, you know, and this is how you build a warm peace. It's not just about, you know, lovely dialogue between leaders and diplomats. It's also about the dialogue that takes place between people. It's business to business. It's person to person. And we are definitely seeing that Stand With Us, which is an advocacy organization, reporting today that 79% of Saudis see a path towards peace with Israel, which is also very, very significant. And we, of course, are gearing up to welcome, when we don't know, the tourists that will come from Bahrain, from the Emirates to Israel. We know many of them are curious to see the country, but also very importantly to go to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam. So this is what we're talking about when we talk about a warm peace. I mean, we don't see tourists from Jordan and Egypt and business between the, you know, the countries happening, but we do see it in this respect. Which brings me to some good news. You know, while we're talking about travel, the government announced earlier today that they have lifted the ban on outgoing flights from Ben Gurion. This is really, really welcome news indeed. And just moments earlier, we've given the signal to the government that the first phase of lockdown will start to be eased, that we will be allowed to open daycare centers. This is very important for organizations like WITA, like Na'amat, who run daycare centers. And I'm sure for parents who want to see their little ones go back to some kind of normality, back to some kind of routine, very important. And some Hebrew outlets are reporting that restaurants will be allowed to resume takeout service. Also, so important, we want to support our restaurants. We're going to be opening the beaches and, very importantly, the Kotel. And some small businesses that do not have person-to-person contact will be allowed to open starting Sunday. And the 1,000-meter restriction on where we can move is going to be lifted as well from Sunday. So very good news for Israelis as our numbers start to decline, our numbers of infections. We're not quite at the threshold, but according to the coronavirus, I'm going to call him Chief Simon because you know I hate the word czar, that we are well on our way to meeting that threshold.
We are out of time, but I'm going to keep you for a minute because I think the last topic that you wanted to chat about today is super majorly important. That Highway of Hate Twitter, now it's banning Holocaust denial, long overdue, but has this actually happened?
It's happened. So long overdue, as you said. And I love that you call it a highway of hate because I'm telling you, somebody spends a significant amount of Twitter. I'm quite appalled by what I see some days. You know, all this has prompted me to adjust my own way of how I deal with my various social media platforms and pull back a little bit and intend not to allow for anything personal to be out there because it does make you vulnerable to attack, especially if you come from a certain perspective. But yes, Twitter have announced that they will be pulling down any content that is Holocaust denial. They released a statement saying that they condemn anti-Semitism. Well, Twitter, we applaud you for the Holocaust denial decision, but really, really need to see a lot more action when it comes to anti-Semitism because some of it is just outrageously appalling. You can start with the Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, just while we're on the subject. But still, gripes aside, it is a massively, massively important decision. And it really shows that, whatever that action that we've taken or prompted against social media platforms, they really are starting to take notice.
Nice to leave it on such a positive note this week. In fact, generally, there's been a lot of good news coming out of the Middle East this week. Rolene Marks, thank you so much for your input. And we will do it all again next week on Monday.
Hey, I'm all about the good news. And you know you can't keep me away. Not wild horses. Shabbat shalom. And I will see you next Monday. And hopefully the gremlins of Skype behave.
Hopefully they do. Cheers, Rolene, and thank you.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.